Hello?
Hello, Chief Seagoon. Good. British Consul Washington here.
How do you do, Mr. Washington?
Oh, fine, Jim. fine. Thank you very much, Jim. Now, on a point of law, the United States government have discovered that you were right and that New York is yours. Therefore, they have decided to give it to you.
What? I'm rich! No, wait! Hello? Get me Blue Bottle! Don't light the fuse on the...
Listeners will be relieved to learn that what they are hearing is not really New York being blown up. It is a recording specially made to simulate the sound of New York being blown up. For this, a life-size replica of New York was built at Wanstead and blown up. And all this just for £1 a year.
Alas, New York all destroyed.
Wait! What is this little blackened twig lying prostrate in the gutter?
I'll pick it up.
Put me down, you running twig. You digged me. I'm shattered and my beautiful cardboard sailor hat is all singed.
Rest in pieces, little Nook. Your lot is better than mine. I, who have willfully destroyed New York. New York worth... Let me see, I've got it here on a piece of paper. $4,003,008,964.16. Now look at it. A blackened ruin.
Me buy 'em. Me buy wasteland, cor blimey.
A red Indian. What'll you give me for it? $10? $50?
No, me give you, and I quote early part of show, a piece of string, 11 pence in notes,
oh,
a
no!
Mickey Mouse
no!
Box, some
no!
Boiled chicken, and
no!
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan with the Railington Quartet and Max Gelray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.